Anytime the state legislature is in session, I ask myself, what am I doing today, legally, that will be against the law when they're done? And that is a question we should all be asking.
It's a valid question.
It is a valid question. So last year, the answer was that when the legislature was done, you had newer and stricter laws regarding use of mobile devices in vehicles. And we questioned the logic and the reasoning behind this added legislation.
I cried.
There was a little weeping, just a touch here in the studio. And now we are at it again. And it very well may be that the way you're using your mobile device in your car right now, legally, because you learned and figured out the laws, many people still don't understand, that new approach that you're using to that technology will be illegal once again when they're done with the legislative session.
Yeah. So one of the things last year we were trying to help people realize you couldn't physically manipulate your phone. Those were the words, I believe, although you could still use it. Now there is a legislator who is changing that law this time around. And so we want to get the word straight from that legislator to try to find out why the change in this law and what is different about it. And Representative Jake Andrig joins us live right now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us why you felt there needed to be a change to the current distracted driving law?
Yes, and thanks for having me. My opinion is the law went too far. What we did last year, I was opposed to. I voted against it. I do think that distracted driving is a serious problem. There's no doubt about that. However, most people are unaware of the law. The law was put forward because of a couple of deaths that had happened in the previous year that were admittedly very grievous. I mean, they're not good, but they were due to texting. And so with texting, the problem that law enforcement was having is they were trying to pull people over for texting, and then someone could say, well, I wasn't texting, I was dialing. Now, there's a law previous to last year's law that said texting was illegal, but dialing was not. Utilizing your phone where you're manipulating it whatsoever, entering buttons whatsoever, was not. So last year, we went, in my opinion, a little too far. And I give you an example. If you're a realtor, if you're a UPS driver, if you're a pharmaceutical sales rep, if you're in any sort of business where you are mobile, you are utilizing your phone. Now, most of these inherently do go to a hands-free device, whether it's in the operations of the car itself, or, you know, the earplugs with the Bluetooth or whatnot, just because they've learned that it's much easier to use your hands operating the vehicle as opposed to looking at your phone. But even then, as I was arguing yesterday in committee, how do you implement this? How do you enforce it? It still requires way too much discretion on law enforcement's part. In fact, I said quite literally, if you were really going to implement this law the way that law enforcement would like us to implement it, then you would need to require that every single person who operates a vehicle to wear a body cam.
So you thought the law last year went too far. How does your law scale it back, your proposed bill?
Well, it does make allowances for still primarily hands-free use. It does allow for a little bit of manipulation, meaning dialing, pressing the button so that your voice activation can, so you can voice text. If you're familiar with voice texting, you don't even need to push the button. On some of the Bluetooth, you can just start talking. I mean, you can program a lot of these things, but it's a far cry from when you're looking down and pushing buttons versus, simply pushing a button and talking. I just think there's got to be some common sense with how we're doing this, because quite literally what the statistics show is that the number of deaths due to distracted driving has increased since we did this law last year. So what's happened then is instead of someone holding their phone up in their field of vision so they can still keep an eye on the road, they're just putting it down in their lap. And then what happens? Their eyes go down into their lap. And then all of a sudden, more accidents are occurring.
Right, but so Representative, the bill last year said you could not manually manipulate your phone, which is what you're talking about. So what I'm just looking for the difference. What's the difference from last year's law in your law?
And how will the Highway Patrol or other officers be able to distinguish the difference? How will they enforce it?
It will make enforcement harder. What I'm saying is that you can dial. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is that you can make and receive phone calls, number one.
With your finger?
Number two.
I can press the numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
And can you hold the phone to your head and use it? Or do you have to be hands-free?
No, it does not have to be hands-free.
Okay. Well, I read through your law this morning, the proposed bill this morning, and that was a question I had, because it does say that being distracted unless you're using a hands-free talking and listening feature. So you're saying that doesn't apply to holding the phone up to your ear. I can still hold my phone up to my ear and have a conversation.
Well, if you don't mind, and I apologize if this comes across a little harsh, but we substituted the bill in committee yesterday. So were you looking at the substitute, or were you looking at the first bill that I had drafted?
I printed this off of the legislature's website this morning.
Okay, so but off to the right on that website, there's a substituted.
Okay.
You've got to click on the substitute in order to see that. I'm speaking to my bill, which is the substituted bill, which is more than what I had out as of the beginning of this session. So,
okay.
So in your bill, can I hold my phone up to my head?
Yes.
Okay.
And you admit it will be harder on law enforcement, because if they pull me over and I say I was dialing, I was not texting, what do they do at that point?
It's a he said, she said.
Right.
It's my word versus your word.
Yeah.
And that's why law enforcement says they have some misgivings over it, because the reason they pushed to have the law passed last year is that they wanted it to have more keys. They wanted to be able to pull people over and actually say, I don't need to just, you know, if you were dialing or not, if you were texting, because I can't distinguish the two, it's now illegal. I can pull you over. Now that the bill that I'm proposing would say, no, dialing is still okay. Law enforcement's not overly thrilled with it, but I'm currently having additional conversations with them before this bill comes back to committee.
Well, and my biggest issue was the justification that we heard last year, and that was because when we pull somebody over, they can say they were dialing and not texting. We can't enforce the texting law. So because of a lack of ability to enforce one thing, they then said, let's get rid of all of these other things without providing justification that all of those other things need to get rid of.
Well,
in my mind,
like applications
and
GPS. I mean, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
So in my mind, you need to either figure out a way to enforce that one thing you don't want to happen, or not have the law, not just simply say, well, we're going to group everything else in there without justification for those things. So it sounds like that's kind of what you're doing.
That's in essence exactly what I'm doing. I felt like we went too far last year, and I have to apologize to you, because the bill I released was only half of my revisions, because I knew I had to do this other portion of it. The underlying statute had some changes I wanted to make. Some of what we did last year I left in. Most of what we did last year I pulled back, and then I added a few things. Like, for instance, I like to personally, this is just me, I'm not running this bill just for me, but personally I like to put Pandora on my phone and plug it in and listen to my own radio.
Do you push the thumbs up button sometimes?
Thumbs up and thumbs down.
Sometimes I hit thumbs up, sometimes I hit thumbs down. Just depends on what comes up.
So that would be legal with your proposed bill?
It would be legal with my bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then my final question, Representative, is just because we were wondering this last year, and we asked Urquhart this last year, but if you felt like that law went too far, we were saying, you know, there are already distracted driving laws on the books right now. Why can't these things just fall under our current distracted driving law? Why do we have to have a separate law just for these devices?
Well, because...
Thanks for tuning in to KSL Today. We are the Browsers, Amy Iverson and Jay McFarland, and we're a little fired up and confused about these proposed changes to our distracted driving law. No, it's not deja vu from 1 year ago, or maybe it is.
That's like the promo for our show, The Browsers. Fired up and confused.
These proposed changes to the distracted driving law in Utah seem to say, we just spoke with a representative who's throwing up these proposals. He's saying we could dial our phones He's saying we could hold our handsets up to our heads,
which is legal right now.
He's saying we could push thumbs up Pandora. So he's taking away last year what said you were not able at all to manually touch your phone to do anything.
Right.
He's saying that went too far.
And again, I believe the problem here is that they dove into specifics. And that's where they got in the problem. He's saying the problem is technology. No, I think the problem is that you're diving into the specifics of that technology and then telling a highway patrol officer, here's what they can do, here's what they can't. You see them touching their phone. You think it's texting. You pull them over. No, they say they were dialing a number. Now you're sitting there going, well, what was it? They can't demand to see your phone. So you're ending up in all these problems. Instead of the officer being able to say,
You were distracted.
You didn't have your eyes on the road.
It doesn't
for
matter
five
what
seconds.
You were doing.
You were in and out of your lane. You were distracted. And it was a Big Mac. It was your kids. It was your car stereo. It was your phone. Who cares?
Let me use my car, drive my car, and do things in my car that I am able to do while driving well. If I don't drive well, pull me over.
Yeah.
And whatever I'm doing, whether it's putting on lipstick or using my phone, give me a ticket.
Because that's a safety hazard. I really think that's the problem. What is making this so hard to enforce is the specifics. And in any other case, you'd say, well, it's too broad and that makes it hard to enforce. I think in this case, that's the problem.
Well, Representative Anderegg mentioned that he felt this might make it more difficult for officers, law enforcement officers, or he felt that they thought it might make it more difficult. Let's find out. We have on the line with us Utah Highway Patrol Captain Doug McCleave. Captain, thank you so much for joining us today. What do you think about these proposed changes to the distracted driving law?
First of all, thank you guys for letting me come on and talk to this issue.
Absolutely.
You've pretty much identified exactly why it's problematic for law enforcement. Let me give you a couple of ideas that we've been discussing. And by the way, we're trying to work hand-in-hand with Representative Edgar to make sure that we're providing good quality information. But you're right. What happens is currently when people are manipulating their phone, that's all we need to know. At that point, you're subject to being pulled over by a law enforcement officer. The challenge for us is if we're driving down the freeway, and we come across somebody who has their telephone in their hand while they're driving, we now have to pull up, look over, and try to determine exactly what it is they're doing, whether they're texting, whether they've opened up their Facebook or their Twitter or Pinterest or whatever, or whether they're dialing a phone number or entering a GPS coordinate or anything else. And the problem is, it's very difficult for us to be able to determine that if we have to sit and watch. And the other thing that we're concerned about is keep in mind that when you're traveling down the freeway, and especially now even in the urban areas where we have a speed limit of 70 miles an hour, at 70 miles an hour, in 3 seconds, you're traveling the length of a football field. Now we have a trooper who is also distracted trying to look over at a driver and determine if they're doing things legally or illegally. And it just complicates the entire process.
Well, what you need, Captain, is each officer should have a good pair of binoculars, so they can get a really good look, or like a roof mounted camera. Because I know this makes it even more difficult if they're in an SUV. Yeah. Now they're sitting higher than you. This is incredibly complicated, and I think even the idea, unless the vehicle you're in doesn't have lights and things, the fact that you have to pull up next to them. Talk about a signal that they should put their phone down.
But, Captain, if they're driving distracted, why does it matter what they're doing? Wouldn't you pull them over one way or another if they are slowing down, if they're weaving lanes, anything like that? You pull them over no matter what. It doesn't matter if they were dialing or looking at Facebook.
That is correct. There is a law in place, a distracted driving law, that says if you commit a traffic violation other than speeding, while you're doing something else in the car, yes, we can make that traffic stop. And again, for us, listen, our biggest concern, paramount to any of this discussion, is people to and from wherever they need to go getting there safely so that we don't have to go make a horrible notification to a family that their loved one's not coming home. And so for us, public safety is paramount in all of this discussion.
But second to that would be you need a law that you can enforce with clarity. And this this is not going to make that happen.
No, that's correct. And as Representative Andrew pointed out, we have been in discussion with him, and we will continue to be in discussion with him offline to help provide that good information. Because, again, for us, paramount to all this is public safety. And it would be very difficult, and that's the challenge that this new law, coming back to where we were before, allowing people to pick up that phone and dial while they're driving is something that is very problematic for us. And it makes it very difficult for us to enforce because we're not sure exactly if they're dialing or if they're texting. That is the problem.
Would you consider or support a bill that scaled back all of these specifics that we've been talking about and just amplified the consequences or the punishment for distracted driving in general?
Well, I think that anything that would help people not be distracted, we would certainly support. Because it doesn't matter what the stress. And he brings up some very valid points. There are many other distractions that happen inside vehicles, and all of those are concerns of ours.
Right, but the emphasis is going all on phones.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think for most people, any one of us can drive down the freeway and look at cars around us, and I would dare say that most of us can identify every single time we get on the freeway. There are several people that are concentrating on that phone as they're driving, and that's what scares us the most.
Agreed.
Scares us too. Utah Highway Patrol Captain Doug McCleave live with us on the KSL Newsline. This is not something that's going away. We will be talking more about this as time goes on and maybe influence this discussion a little bit.
Might try.